All right, get ready to break a sweat, mentally speaking, of course.
Oh, I like that.
You handed us a mountain of research on movement
Yeah.
and its impact on the mind.
Right.
And it's not just about, hitting the gym for that beach body.
Right.
It's about how movement transforms our mental and emotional landscape, even our creativity.
Absolutely.
Expert speaker, are you ready to dive into this with me?
I am so ready. Let's do it.
I'm already itching to get moving.
What I find fascinating is how much we're discovering about movement's impact beyond the physical. Like, it's like the ancient Greeks were onto something with their sound mind and a sound body philosophy. We're uncovering the scientific basis for this profound connection.
Okay, so let's break this down. We've all heard about the runner's high,
Right.
but I was blown away by the science behind it.
Yeah.
It's not just some abstract feeling, it's actual brain chemistry, right?
Precisely. It all boils down to endorphins, our body's natural painkillers. When we engage in activities, particularly endurance activities like running, our brain releases endorphins, specifically beta endorphin, which interact with receptors in our brain to reduce pain and create that feeling of euphoria. It's like our brain rewarding us for pushing our physical limits.
So that feeling of bliss after a good run isn't just me trying to convince myself I enjoyed it. It's actual chemistry.
It is. It is.
What about other exercises? Do they have different effects?
That's what's so fascinating. Different types of exercise can trigger the release of different types of endorphins.
Oh, wow.
For example, activities like weightlifting or strength training, while they still release beta endorphins, they also trigger the release of enkephalins, which have more localized pain management benefits. So you're not just feeling good mentally, you're also helping your body cope with the physical stress of the workout.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's a targeted approach to feeling good depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about other mood boosters. Serotonin and dopamine. Our sources dive deep into their connection with movement. Can you give us a refresher on what they do?
Absolutely. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that plays a crucial role in mood regulation, sleep, and even appetite. Think of it as our brain's feel-good chemical. Dopamine, on the other hand, is associated with pleasure, reward, and motivation. It's what gives us that sense of accomplishment and drives us to seek out rewarding experiences.
It's like our brain has a built-in reward system for staying active.
It really does, yeah.
So instead of reaching for another cup of coffee when I'm feeling sluggish,
Right.
maybe a quick walk around the block is what my brain actually craves.
Exactly. And what's remarkable is that exercise doesn't just provide a temporary boost to these neurochemicals. Regular physical activity has been shown to increase the production and regulation of these neurotransmitters over time, leading to long-term improvements in mood and overall mental well-being.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. Our sources suggest that movement can be a powerful tool for processing emotions, almost like therapy.
Oh, yeah.
I know I've felt lighter after a good workout, and it sounds like that's not just my imagination.
It's not your imagination at all. Research suggests that the rhythmic and repetitive movements involved in activities like running or swimming can actually help regulate the emotional centers of the brain, particularly the amygdala, which plays a key role in processing emotions like fear and stress. So when you engage in these activities, it's like you're giving your brain a chance to process and release pent-up emotional energy.
Wow, that makes so much sense. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotions.
It really is. Yeah.
I've always found that yoga helps me feel more centered and in tune with my body.
Right.
Is that connected to this idea of movement as therapy?
Absolutely. Practices like yoga and Tai Chi are excellent examples of how movement can be used to cultivate mindfulness and emotional regulation.
Right, because they've always seemed about more than just the physical poses.
Exactly. They emphasize the connection between movement, breath, and awareness. This mindful movement allows you to tune into your body's sensations and become more aware of your emotional state. This heightened awareness, in turn, can help you manage stress, reduce anxiety, and cultivate a greater sense of emotional well-being.
So it's more than just exercise. It's like a moving meditation.
I love that, yeah.
Moving meditation, I love that. It reminds me of something else our sources touched on, the idea that different types of movement can reveal different things about ourselves. Have you found that to be true in your own experience?
Absolutely. Think about the different energies of various activities. High-intensity workouts, for instance, can be incredibly empowering. They challenge our limits, push us to confront self-doubt, and that process of pushing through those mental barriers can be incredibly revealing.
It's like you discover a hidden well of resilience within you.
Precisely. And then you have gentler practices like yoga or tai chi, which encourage introspection and a deeper understanding of our inner landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey inward rather than outward, and it can be incredibly powerful for self-discovery.
And then there's dance. It's like emotion expressed through movement, a language all its own.
It's fascinating how dance can be both a mirror to our inner selves and a way to unlock hidden potential. Our sources talk about how dance can be both liberating and therapeutic, a way to express feelings that words just can't capture.
I totally get that. There's this freedom in losing yourself in the music, letting your body move intuitively.
And that freedom to express yourself, that's where the magic happens. It's not about being a good dancer. It's about tapping into that pure, unadulterated joy of movement. And of course, science backs up those mood-boosting effects.
Wait, really? So it's not just me feeling amazing after a dance session?
Not at all. Studies have shown that dance can reduce stress hormones like cortisol and increase those feel-good neurochemicals we talked about earlier, endorphins, serotonin, dopamine. It's like a party in your brain. And some studies suggest that dance can even improve cognitive function, particularly in older adults.
Sign me up for a dance class right now.
Okay.
But, you know, not everyone thrives in a solo dance party. What about those of us who find motivation and energy from being part of a group? I know I'm much more likely to show up for a workout class than to exercise alone.
You're not alone. Our sources highlight the incredible power of community when it comes to movement. Group fitness offers that sense of camaraderie, shared goals, and accountability that can be incredibly motivating.
It's like you're part of something bigger than yourself, a team all working towards a common goal. Plus, it's just more fun to sweat it out with friends.
Exactly. Our sources talk about how group exercise fosters a sense of belonging, which is crucial for mental and emotional well-being. There's something powerful about celebrating milestones together, pushing through challenges as a team, and just enjoying the social aspect of movement.
It's like finding your tribe, but through burpees and box jumps. Speaking of different ways to move, can we circle back to the outdoors for a moment? Our sources were packed with research about the benefits of combining movement with nature.
Rightfully so. There's something truly magical about immersing yourself in nature while moving your body. And it's not just magical, it's scientific. Studies show that spending time in nature, even for short periods, can reduce stress hormones, lower blood pressure, and improve overall well-being. It's like nature has this calming effect on our nervous systems.
It's like hitting the reset button on your mind, but instead of a screen, it's trees and fresh air. So much better. Have you experienced this yourself?
Absolutely. I find that even a short walk in the park can work wonders when I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed.
So we're talking about hiking, walking, maybe even some trail running?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be strenuous. Even gentle activities like gardening or simply sitting under a tree while practicing mindful breathing can be incredibly grounding and restorative.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with nature on a sensory level, the sights, the sounds, the fresh air, and allowing that sensory experience to calm your mind and revitalize your body.
It makes you realize that movement doesn't have to happen in a gym or a studio. It can be incorporated into our everyday lives in simple yet profound ways. And, you know, for a lot of people, incorporating more movement feels daunting, especially if they haven't been active in a while. But our sources emphasize that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Even small daily movements can make a big difference. I'm all about those small changes that add up over time. What are some examples of incorporating those micro movements into a busy day?
Well, it's all about finding those opportunities, really, to weave movement into your existing routine.
Right.
Instead of sitting through a phone call,
yeah.
Try walking around while you talk.
Yep.
Take the stairs instead of the elevator, even if it's just a couple of floors.
Right.
Turn on some music and dance while you're cooking dinner.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Little things like that.
It doesn't require a huge lifestyle overhaul. It's about those little shifts and mindset and behavior.
Exactly. Mm. And the beauty of it is that these small movements not only benefit your physical health, but also have a ripple effect on your mental and emotional well-being throughout the day.
Okay, but what about people who might be thinking, this is all well and good, but I'm not getting any younger? Our sources had some interesting insights on movement and aging.
It's a common misconception that physical activity is just for the young. The truth is, staying active throughout life is crucial for both physical and mental well-being, especially as we age.
Yeah, There's this idea that at a certain age, you're supposed to slow down, take it easy.
That's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Our sources shared some incredible stories of older adults who are thriving through movement. They're proving that age is just a number and that you're never too old to experience the joy and benefits of an active lifestyle.
I find those stories so inspiring. It's like they've unlocked this secret to aging gracefully and vibrantly.
And the science backs it up. For older adults, regular movement can help maintain strength, flexibility, and balance, which are crucial for maintaining independence and preventing falls.
Right.
It can also boost cognitive function, improve sleep, and reduce the risk of chronic diseases.
So it's not just about adding years to your life, it's about adding life to your years.
Precisely. And let's not forget the social and emotional benefits. Participating in group activities can combat loneliness, foster a sense of purpose, and create a supportive community.
It all comes back to that idea of finding your tribe, no matter your age, through a shared passion for movement.
And it's never too late to find that tribe. There are so many options out there, from dance classes to walking groups to adaptive sports programs.
It's about finding those activities that bring you joy, challenge you, and make you feel truly alive.
And, you know, speaking of joy, something that really resonated with me throughout all of this research is the importance of play.
Oh, yes. Play is essential, no matter your age.
It's about tapping into that childlike sense of wonder and fun, letting go of self-consciousness, and simply enjoying the act of moving your body.
I love that. It's like giving yourself permission to have fun with movement, to enjoy the process, rather than getting caught up in achieving a specific outcome.
Exactly. Because ultimately, the most sustainable and rewarding approach to movement is one that brings you joy, challenges you, and fits seamlessly into your life.
Wow. This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. I'm feeling inspired to move my body in new ways and to prioritize those small daily movements that nourish both my mind and body.
What I find most fascinating is how individualized this journey is. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's about exploring different ways of moving and discovering what truly lights you up.
It's about listening to your body, honoring its wisdom, and finding those practices that make you feel energized, grounded, and truly alive. So tell us, listeners, what kind of movement brings you joy? What will you explore today?
Remember, movement is a gift, a celebration of what your body can do. Embrace it, find your rhythm, and let it transform your life from the inside out.
And on that note, we'll catch you in our next deep dive. Until then, keep those minds and bodies moving.